It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Tan G Show. This is a show that's founded on kingdom principles, a show that was designed with you in mind to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And I'm your friend, Dr. Tan G, and I get to do this amazing show every Wednesday with my co-hosts, Niall and KJ, who's back in the building. Yes!
Hey.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Good to be back.
Wonderful.
I know, right? I am so excited. And right before we came on air, right, I kept saying, why am I feeling such nervousness? And I was told by our wonderful Ronan of LA Talk Radio that, hey, it's just, what do you say? It's just excitement, right? So today I'm uberly excited because on the show, we're going to do, of course, all things kingdom principles. We're going to break that down so you'll kind of have a better overview of what it is, and then when you start to discover and rediscover what it is, doing your research, doing your homework, we can have those discussions that you can say, you know what, I gotta try this because what I'm trying ain't really working now. And at the bottom of the hour, well, before then, we've got world topics that Niles is going to discuss and bring it home for us. And then, of course, at the bottom of the hour, we got a real special surprise for you. So I'm going to let our EP, KJ, kind of handle that for us. But for all intents and purposes, let's pick up from what we did last week and the week before. Now, I told you, and I don't want to say simplistic terms because there is absolutely nothing that simplistic about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. But I will say this, it is likened to an invisible government, all right? It's an invisible country. And our creator, our God, lives and orchestrates in that country. However, he wanted us as a commandment to cultivate the earth, to have dominion in the earth. And you'll find people that say dominion, 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 or kingdom, 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 and still trying to liken that word or the context of that word to religion. Now, the kingdom of God is God's domain. It's his government that's invisible, but in us, all right, we're able to be on the earth and have not dominion over, but control over our circumstances. When you begin to study exactly what Matthew 6 and 33 talks about, when our big brother and our savior, for those who ascribe to him being Lord and savior of their lives, let me let you in on that caveat before I go further. When you ascribe to him, Lord and savior, I kid you not, what happens? This kingdom that I'm telling you about, you get to see demonstrations in your life. Anybody can ascribe to the kingdom of God. They can. Unlike religion, the kingdom of God tells us that we have control over our circumstances now. There's a more to come of a lifestyle that we ascribe to. And here's what I'm saying. We do not, my English teacher would have my head for that. We do not see problems as problems. We see problems as opportunities for our kingdom, the power that works in us to give a solution. We don't die or hope to die to go to heaven. We literally have heaven on earth. I kid you not. Religion prepares man to leave the earth, where the kingdom of God empowers man to have dominion in the earth. Religion is reaching up to God, but a kingdom of heaven is God's way of coming down to man. Religion wants us to escape the earth. The kingdom of God impacts, we influence, and we change the earth. Last week, I said to you that there are four things that entitle us, that we have been given a commandment to do: be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. But if you're looking at it in the literal business sense, and I taught this last evening at dinner, hello, Giselle. Being fruitful means that you have a product. You are bringing something to the marketplace. Not having babies. I know, right? Multiplying means, I'm sorry. Multiplying means that you are going to reproduce that product that you brought to market. My example last week was the book, Journaling with Dr. Tanji, and my Niles picked it up, and I have to multiply that. It's wonderful that it goes to market, but now I've got to multiply it. When I replenish that book, it means that I am going to be in distribution. I'm going to be on Amazon.com. I'm going to have people place me at Barnes and Nobles and all of the other outlets. Now I'm replenishing, okay? That's distribution. Now, to subdue, it means that I have now had the opportunity to have the book broken or transcribed into Portuguese, into whatever other languages that there are, and I'm in every sector of the globe. When I dominate, it means that, not that I'm superior, it just means that I took the time to do the homework and do the work. I had to become the work. Domination means not that you're superior, but that you now are an expert in all things kingdom. All right? Does it mean you're better? It doesn't. Does it mean that you are whatever? It just means that you have information that has become knowledge. Now, with God's wisdom, you're able to be deployed in all things the kingdom. All right, guys, I slowed him down, and you know me, right? I got that Mississippi drawl. What say you? Because I have evidence of this working in my life, but I want to hear your take on what's being discussed.
Yes. All right. So I think it's interesting. Yesterday, I put up a post, which is pretty, I guess it pertains to what you just said. I said, life is about finding solutions, you know, and you just mentioned, you know, finding solutions and how important that is.
I know, right?
And so on. Life is about finding solutions. How do we find that solution? Of course, we always say this, make sure that your core is right. Your core is God. The kingdom is in you. God is in you, should be in you, and he projects out. And then from there, what you mentioned about the product, I know we talked about this yesterday on our call, and I mentioned you have to have more than just the product. And before you move the product out into the world, make sure that you perfect the product. You pour into the product. You nurture the product and so on. And you are also a part of the product. Because I feel like a lot of folks focus on all the logistics outside of the product. And I'm like, it is the product that you have to reproduce. So in order to reproduce something, you want to make sure that that product is substantial. That product is in a good place. So I just want to emphasize what you were saying about the product. Focus on the product first, one thing at a time. And once you get that product in a solid place, then you can reproduce. Don't try to skip steps. Don't try to skip phases, because when you do that, you're missing essential information that you can use throughout your journey. You know? So
I love it.
What I have to say.
I love it.
playing.
I love it. You're going to make me just jump out of this chair here. Okay.
I mean, I don't know how I can follow up. It's been a minute since I've been on the show. Come on. Maybe a little rusty, you know. But, you know, when I think of when you subdue, you produce, you have your product, and everything about the kingdom, I think of it like a business, you know. You're perfecting the product. I was in a screenwriting class this semester, and one thing that they said about when you pitch your script, make sure it start from an authentic place. Why did you write this script? You know, and once you understand your why, that's all you pretty much need to carry you forward, you know, because that why is your anchor, you know. So if I'm pitching a script about Niles's hat being gray and I like red hats, you know, so I'm just going to come from an authentic place. Like, no, this is why I should have this. This is why this product is so helpful. Mm. You know, this is why it resonates with me. You know, because whatever resonates with you, whatever is that thing inside of you that's like, no, that's too personal, that's the thing that's going to touch more people. That's the thing that's more transparent. You know, that thing you don't want to touch is like, oh no, I stole in the fifth grade, I'm ashamed. You know, no, some people may have like stolen fifth grade. No, that's just a minor topic, but yeah, I didn't say fifth grade. But other than that, yeah, coming from that authentic place, and then your product will flourish, kind of piggybacking off what Niles just said.
I just want to add one thing about that product. You have to think about the impact of your product. Now, you want to make sure that your product impacts people in a certain way. You want to be responsible with that gift that God put in you. So I think that's another reason why it's extremely important to really focus on that product, because people are going to consume that. And then from what they consume, then it's going to pour out. So you want to make sure that you're really pouring nourishment, you know, something that is solid into the lives, into the brains, into the worlds of others.
100%. 100%. Wow.
No? I love that. Absolutely. And you know what I really love about being here with you guys is that you have that EQ. It's called emotion quotient. You know, the world calls it emotion quotient. We call it compassion, you know, love and adoration for others, because you're absolutely right. Why would you bring something out if it's just a money thing and it's not benefiting, influencing, nor impacting the persons that it was designed for? So you're absolutely right. I get it. I really do.
I want to piggyback on what you said about passion. You know, with that passion, it's easy to relate to people, and you can build relationships with that.
Yeah.
Because let's say you're in the school. I'm in school right now. And it's like, oh, I love your passion for this. You know, who knows? 5-10 years down the line, get a call from somebody. It's like, hey, remember me? I remember. I like your drive. I like your vision. I like the product that you have. I want to bring it and merge with you, or have some type of relationship in turn that will benefit you and me. So that that passion and that why resonates with everybody. Why do you think we're so attracted to like coming of age stories or rags to riches stories? Because that's true. It's authentic. Yeah. It's real.
Yeah.
So when you apply that, and where do you get your why from? You got to do some digging. You got to do some get your pillow, put it by your bed, and pray to be on your knees and pray, you know?
Come on, man. Go
in. But you have to, like, seek first the kingdom of God and all. You know the terms, if you
will. Yeah, all this righteousness, that right standing, right?
I said something quickly. This is regarding something that KJ said and something that you, Tunji, said.
Okay.
You talked about finances and money. It was just something that you glazed over quickly. But I would like to add this. A lot of folks just focus on like the money and the financial piece of things. But you also have to realize or remember that money is a byproduct of what you put in. Money is a byproduct of that gift. You know, so if you focus on the gift, if you focus on that product that God put in you to reproduce to the world, then money will be a byproduct, you know, of that. I feel like too much on money, then you may also miss the impact that you can really have on people's lives. So do the work, make sure that you're in the right place, you know, with, you know, that product, and everything will fall into place after that. Intent is very important.
You better believe it. Absolutely. I think I said once that I no longer work for money. I work for influence, because the affluence will come. And sure enough, when I said it, I was tested for authenticity. What does that mean? You spoke it, lady. Oh boy, we've got those kind of stories, don't we?
Let's dive into that a little bit, because I'm gonna be honest, everything that I've said on this show I have experienced, like, if not this week, like the week or the day after, it'll be like a month, and I'm like, why am I gonna do this? Oh yeah, my dummy, said it out loud. Because your voice, your voice has power and has influence. It's like, all right, cool. You want to believe it? All right, bet. Strap up. Like, you're about to go on a roller coaster. So just be prepared. And it's like, all right, cool. I'm courageous. I'm strong. Say your I ams. All right. There's going to be a lion in your closet.
Why did I have to say those I ams before the show? Since we're being transparent, Niles likes that term, be transparent. Right before we had our cadence meeting for the show, right? I'm bawling and I'm thinking, what is wrong with me? I'm happy. I wake up every morning and I get to do what I like, and I've got a reasonable portion of my health and strength. So I began to pray, Dad, why am I crying? And the only thing I could hear was, you're thankful. How about that? Sometimes you can be so overwhelmed with thanksgiving that those tears of joy, or those tears rather, there's nothing wrong, man. It's just in that moment of time, it could be you're in a whirlwind of chaos, but for that very moment, your spirit rises up and says, thank you. And then everything else follows. Remember, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and then your body, right, follows. So we live by the spirit so that we will entertain and enjoy those things of the spirit. And speaking of, I'd like to hear from you, our engagers. What's your, not your take, because opinions in this realm really don't matter, but what has been your experience in trying something for so long? Maybe for me, it was my grandmother, my mother, my aunt, it was passed down. So I was a Baptist, I was going to be in the church, XYZ. What has been your experience when you've asked that proverbial question? There's got to be more. How do I get more out of this life? And we'd like to hear from you. The number to call to be engaged with us is 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And then on Mondays, guys, I am back. I'm ditching the ish. Y'all can see me at 7:30. How about that? Talk to Tanji. We'll be back Mondays, Facebook Live. And we're just going to take 60 seconds to just check in. I really want to do that. And I want you engaged. I don't have to know your business. I just want you to know that you got somebody that really do love you, that really is praying for you, and that really wants you to shine like a diamond, because that's what you are. And want to say thank you to our sponsors, Cat Kenneth Publishing. Man, let me tell you, if you got a book or insight or an idea, or perhaps you put pen to paper and you got a poetry collection, why don't you give Cat Kenna a call and kind of discuss how can they get your idea to the marketplace? What does that look like? Their number is 470-534-2216. Again, that number, 470-534-2216, or info@catkennapublishing.com, or the copy editor is just kind of standing by, Bella D for doll at cadkinofpublishing.com. And that's my spiel. Our sponsors, Niles, take it away.
Oh, folks. All right. World news, global news. What's going on in the country? What's going on in the world? This week, the late, great Kobe Bryant was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure if you saw the speech from his wife, but no, it was beautiful, especially, I know we mentioned this earlier, for someone to have experienced something as tragic as that and to be able to keep their composure while, you know, being presented, you know, the Hall of Fame, it says something about a person. It says that their core is rooted in something concrete. And I'm sure that core is God, because that's the only thing that can keep us together, especially in a situation like that. So, yes, Kobe Bryant, he had a wonderful career. He did a lot in his short time here, was inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame. Also, today we lost a comedic legend, Paul Mooney. He's worked with some of the greats. He's written for Richard Pryor, you know, Bill Cosby, you know, many other comedians. We lost him today. So let's keep him and his family and just all those people in the world that he touched in prayer. What else do we have? Okay, Tunji's book. Yes, take it away, Tunji.
Yeah, my book, man.
Yeah, one more thing. Okay, if you are fully vaccinated, in some areas, some places, you do not have to wear a mask. However, in certain environments, you do have to wear a mask. But also, let's not get crazy, people, okay? Be safe, keep each other safe, and be responsible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Seriously, I just want to piggyback that. Guys, I know that there are a lot of states right now, they call them Republican states, that are saying, you know what? I am not going to have a private business enforce you guys not wearing masks. Please, please, please use your common sense, okay? We are still in the middle of a pandemic. We'll probably be here for a little while longer, and we do not want to have a fourth shutdown with all of the strides that we've made, guys. Enough really is enough. Let's do our part, like Niall said, and just, I don't know whether to say to follow the CDC guidelines or just stay safe, you know, because there's a lot of convolution there. Wear your mask. I'm still wearing ours. I don't know if you guys are still going to wear your mask, but yeah.
His face, I'm like...
Right. And the book, guys, I want to thank each and every person. I'm saying this, and I'm not going to cry today. I kid you not, I've already done that. But do thank it. You so just much. Just cry. Thank you so much for every text message that I have gotten about that book. I have had people, and you know I don't boast to brag, and this is in him. Everything that I do is in and for his glory and not mine. I had to learn that the hard way. But I get text messages where people are saying, you have messed up my whole mindset because I thought I knew who I was. And I didn't. I did. I wrote it like that so you can dig a little deeper and kind of peel back those layers. And I really, really want those who are interested in getting a book, and for whatever reason, and this is between me, you, and Vince Bose, you cannot afford the book, hit me up, DM me. I'll get a copy of the book to you. And I'm doing that because I want you to live the life that you're supposed to be living now, so that you won't have any excuses for why you didn't do what you were supposed to do. All right? And with that said, thank you again for your support. Talk to Tanji. Are we there? Yep. Talk to Tanji is Mondays, 7:30 on Facebook Live. 60 seconds of just you and I interacting, checking in on one another. Please don't forget that on Fridays we have old, past shows of really good guests uploaded to our YouTube channel. Who is it for Friday? I'm sorry.
Che Brown.
Yes. Yeah. So you don't want to miss that. It's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. And I'm like the first one on there. So come on, man. Don't leave me hanging. Talk to me. And let's engage for a few minutes on all things living your best life. And I want to definitely thank Kat Kenna Publishing for thinking about us and getting the message out of the kingdom and hope, and for them publishing that book of poetry or whatever it is. Give them a call at 470-534-2216 and talk with Bella and let her know that Dr. Tanji sent you. That's Bella D at catkennapublishing.com. Now.
I want to plug in one more thing. Clinton Powell came on last week's show, and he's giving away 10 tickets to his leadership summit. If you guys want more information about it, please DM Dr. Tanji or DM Clinton K. Powell on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Thank you for that. Wasn't he awesome, Niles? That gentleman. Oh my, I still get goosebumps.
I don't think we're related, actually. I don't know.
He is amazing. He spoke some words of affirmation for me that I know he did not know that he was speaking directly to me, but I tell you, I benefited from him being here. So I am grateful. And if you're listening, Mr. Powell, you're so welcome to come back to this show whenever you want and let us know how we can help you, sir. All right.
All right. So I guess I'll take it away. So we have a guest today. You're right. You know, so the Dr. Tanji started in 2018 in about mid-October, early November. And it's been a long time. You've come a long way, you know. But what is the Dr. Tanji show? What is the kingdom? You know, have we really had a conversation about who Dr. Tanji is? So the guest for today is mother, wife, serial entrepreneur. God-fearing woman, Dr. Tanji. And yeah, let's give it up for her.
You said author, right?
I'm sorry. She has so many titles. Don't forget, she's a doctor, too.
That, too.
Yeah.
How you doing, Dr. T? How you doing? Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show.
I'm KJ. Thank you so very much.
It's my co-host now.
It is so good to be here. It is really, really good to be here because I'm excited, man. I really am. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure.
I have a question just to start off with.
Wait. Before we even start, you have to ask the proverbial question. How did you get here?
That's the question. I don't think we got enough time, do we?
Okay. You got 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes.
Wow, man. Seriously, how did I get here? How did I get here? Whoa, Nelly. Lots of trial and error, lots of religiously doing things and praying almost to the point where it was like I didn't believe, and then going broke. And then going broke again, and then going broke one more time, and then 3 more times after that. And when I say broke, I'm not just saying -$200, -$500 in the bank. I'm saying so broke that you cannot pay absolutely anything, not even attention, because they charge you for that. But that's how I got here. But man, I made a vow that when I get to that place, and I'll know when I'm there that I'm going to tell everybody I know. I swear to you, you don't think I'm crazy how I left everything for one promise. And that was the promise of the kingdom. How about that? But I'm really interested to hear what Niles wanted to ask before you ask that proverbial question.
Yes. My question was, how did you find the kingdom?
Oh, boy.
I don't know if we've ever really talked about that much.
Yeah. We haven't. Wow, yeah. That's a really good question.
Sit down, get your iced tea, and
I know. Hold on, it's gonna be a ride. I found the kingdom by this wonderful gentleman named Ronald Davis. Ron Davis came into my life in 2009. And little did I know, we were both at New Birth. My husband, Stacy, and I were serving in the Ministry of Helps. And that particular time, before we started into that ministry, he sat next to me in church. It was Wednesday night Bible study. And this electrifying man of God, Bishop Long, who has gone on to another promotion now, was talking about the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. Well, I'm from Mississippi. And if you don't say Jesus, then I'm probably not going to hear you. I'm not going to listen to you. I'll hear you, but I'm not listening, because at that point it was, let's liken Jesus, and I don't want to offend anyone, but I'll liken him to a beautiful mahogany door. And the door is so beautiful and big and massive, and it has real 24 karat gold embellishments. And it's so beautiful. And all I can tell you is that the door is made of mahogany. The door is really big and pretty. And it took like 150,000 years for a petrified tree to have this door come into existence. But I'm always talking about the door. But I'm never telling you, if you open it and go through it, you'll have a life that you never dreamed about. You asked me how I found it, Niles. It wasn't trial and error. It was, I had gotten tired. I was on my second 40-day fast. It was 21 days in, and I closed my Bible, and I said, I'm done. And my husband said, oh, dear God, she has lost her mind. I'm going to have to get my wife committed to an asylum to get some rest. But I said, no, you don't get it. Hold up. You mean to tell me that I got to die to experience heaven on earth? So that was my quest. It wasn't so much as God saying, come, 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 because he already said, come. It was me believing that I could come and that I had to find it. My life has changed. It may look on the surface like it's still the same, but I use those characteristics and they're mine, long-suffering. Nobody wants to talk about long-suffering. Who wants to talk about going through? Come on, man. This is America. I should be able to have everything I want with good credit. But there are some things, man, that you just got to suffer for. And it doesn't mean that you did anything wrong. It doesn't even mean that you don't have any faith or hope. It's just because when your life is his and you make him Lord, which is owner, the Hebrew text of that word is he's owner. That means that everything that I was concerned with is no longer my concern. Who wouldn't want to try that out for size, man? You mean to tell me that I don't have to run around a building? You mean to tell me that I don't have to run down the aisle and tell someone it is well with me when they're foreclosing on my home? Bruh, come on. When do we say, not just as a black people, but when do we say as a race of people, hold up. There's got to be some validity to what I'm searching for, because religion ain't getting it. There are religious wars now, and people are fighting over land, and they're doing it in the name of God. That's his title, bruh. And nowhere have I read that he is a fighter like that. You understand? So how did I leave that? I got sick and tired. My mama used to say, Pootie, you ain't tired yet. And I would say, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. She says, no. You're just tired. You ain't tired. Because when you get tired, you're going to do something about it. And that's what I did, Niles. I left everything that I knew in Atlanta, Georgia. Crazy as that sounds, I knew when I got to California that I had to experience what I've been reading about. For some people, it may not be as drastic as leaving your home, but you're going to leave something. You're going to be so freaking uncomfortable with looking at your circumstances and thinking that you have no control over them, but you're going to do something. Hmm. You got a brain. You got a computer. You got a story. Tell it. Put it in a book. That's intellectual property. That's for 150 years. Now you can be like that wise servant that said, look, I had 3 talents and I made you 6. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanna, cause you're going, and I just want to be able to backtrack for people who may have missed. So you're saying that, you know, when you discovered the kingdom, it took a weight off of you. Like you had to, you did not have to go to God begging, you know, you went to him. Okay. I am a son. I am a daughter and I have that inheritance. Mm-hmm. I have that inheritance. I have that dominion. So it's a mindset shift, right? It's a mindset shift. So
yes.
When I first had that conversation, it was like when I first met you, I made the correlation because I just listened to a podcast with Caroline Lee from like the mind, God. I'm like, okay, wait, something ain't right. Something's not right. Like you lay hands on somebody, but you still have to do the work after. Yes, there are those occasions where you can break those chains, but there's a spiritual component and there is a physical component as well. So that's what we're saying, bridging that gap in between, correct?
Yes. Just remember that everything happens in the spiritual realm first, and then it's seen. It's from the unseen to the seen, from the unseen, that invisible government that Isaiah talked about, and the government was upon his shoulders, and there was no end to it. Mm. That's what he saw some thousands of years prior to our big brother even coming on the scene.
Yeah.
I want to make certain.
Go ahead.
I want to make sure that people understand also that it's not just a name it or claim it, or it's not just me being real positive or me being real spiritual or me being real motivational. No, there are days, bruh, that I have to fight the good fight of faith too. I fight that bad boy every day because there are some days that I don't want to be glad in this day, even though I got no mercies. But he makes me glad when I get in that word. I still got to do the work. That, you know, it's wonderful if you are ascribing to the mindset that all I got to do is pray and all I need is Jesus. Then you continue doing that. And I'm not being facetious. Would you call me and I'll give you my personal number? Let me know how that's working. Let me know what nations that you really are affecting and what have you done with the assignment that he's given you. And I love prayer. I do. But prayer is not just me talking. It's a petition. It's a legal term. And that's what the kingdom teaches us, that he is a law-keeping God. And he follows the law. An atheist who says, I don't believe in what you're ascribing to, can still have the benefits of the kingdom. How about that? I didn't know that. When I read it, I'm like, oh, whoa! Because his word.
It goes into the conversation of like, I'm sure you've had this like speculation or we've like once or twice of like, okay, I believe in God. But why am I struggling? You know, why am I not getting the benefits that I need? You know, why is this person who doesn't believe in God, who doesn't subscribe to any faith, receiving benefits that I've been praying for? I've been praying and just letting go. You know, I haven't been doing the work. It goes into the scripture. We've said this times and times again. Tom, do you want to finish it?
Uh-huh. You show me your faith, I'll show you my works. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
It's unproductive. And you're absolutely right. It is.
Yeah. I know we mentioned that, we talked about that last week regarding the, I guess, spirit of victimization. Church. You know, you can sit there and pray and pray and pray all day, but rarely do you hear that you have to do the work, that you have to be the work, that you have to literally understand and know that you are powerful and you are in control of your circumstances. Not you per se, but it's because God has given you that power. Like, you hear this in the church all the time, like, my blessing is coming and whatever else. And it's like, that's inactive. You know, once we get to the point where we're proactive and really starting to walk the walk and not just talk and you know, be there for rhetoric and so on. When we start doing the work, then the work starts, as you say, starts to become us. And then our life starts to change. But the whole spirit of victimization, you're not a victim as long as, you know, God is your creator. As long as you understand the power that God has, you could never be a victim. Things might go left at times, but once you realize and know that there's power in you, vested in you by God, you're not a victim. As we said, life is all about finding solutions. It's not about complaints. You know, it's not about getting by. It's not about, you know, adopting the mindset of survival. It's about thriving. Because God wants you, doesn't want you to have a mindset of victimization, because that is not a mindset that God has. God is all power.
Yep. I want to bring something up about Kobe since we brought him, since we talked about him in the beginning. I would say he's one athlete you can look at and said like he never played the victim. You know, he was like, okay, it's my fault. Cool, I got to do something about it. Let me find a solution. How am I going to get better?
Yeah.
There was a story of him playing basketball. He had a summer league camp, scored 0 points. 0, 1 point. I could be wrong. Please check my information. But he felt defeated. His dad said, no matter if you score 0 points or you score 60 points, I still love you anyways. So that took the weight off of his shoulder. Okay, I need to impress somebody. Now I can go ahead and fail willingly and get back up.
Yep. I love so it. That's spot on, bro. Two bumps. Both of you are spot on, because you said something that was really apropos. You can, my blessing is coming. And I used to say that all the time when I would run down to the altar and put my mortgage money on the altar. I'd take all of my mortgage money that was earmarked for Chase and I'd put it on the altar. And I'm not being facetious here. So when I lost the house, was it really God's fault?
No.
Ellipse. Of course it was not. That was me not managing my resources. Remember, when you have dominion, that word means governor, ruler. It means manager. God will never give you what you ask for. He'll give you what you can manage. That's why at the end of your prayer, it's your will be done, not mine. That's so important. Yeah. What are you thinking?
I just wanted to catch this before we close. So happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. year older. Ages like wine. Go ahead. Stretch yourself. Yes. Forever 21. Yes, girl. Yes, queen. Yes.
He's so funny.
I just kept going. I'm sorry. But you went to St. Lucia.
Oh, dear God. And
how
Jesus,
was that?
Yes, I did. When I tell you that was the most, oh, Father. I don't even have the words in my vernacular to give you some kind of soliloquy. I'll just say this. Before I got on that plane to go, I began to pray. And I went into a fast because I wanted to be impactful in that on that island.
Oh, you went to work.
I went to put my feet in the Caribbean Ocean, but I went for the people because I knew if I could just get a couple of folks that I can give this book to. I didn't even think about selling the book. I knew that it was a gift. And I began to tell this one particular woman, Miss O'Neill, that I love so very much at the Stonefield Villa Resort, Stonefield Resort in St. Lucia. Long story short, I said to her, I got something for you. I really don't know you, but I just love you so much. And if you would allow me to just be a blessing to you. Had no idea that this lady's going to call the general manager of the resort. And with excitement, peep this. She got something for me. I told her it's going to drastically change the way that you think and then subsequently the way you live. They sent for my birthday, Miss O'Neill. Ty had Miss O'Neill to come, but the owner of the resort sent a chef that did a 5-course meal for me, right? And I gave him the book and had prayer in this big, beautiful 10,000 square foot mansion that my daughter rented. I just, wow. So when I tell you that it was all that in a bag of chips, but the precipice of this is I gave everything that I knew about the kingdom away. And now, God's willing, in July, we're literally going to be opening up a business over there. And I'm so excited. I am so excited. We're doing the paperwork. We're getting the dual citizenship. And I said all that again, not to boast and brag, because that's not your girl. I'm from Yorkville, Mississippi. I said it because I ascribe to some principles, rediscovered the kingdom and my place in it, and then said, okay. And I did say this. I believe who you are. I believe that you are God. I do. I believe you sent your son. I said all of that. I said, but I need to see this kingdom work in my life. That was my prayer. Mm-hmm. And then I got busy and I became the work. So to anyone who is dreaming, please continue to dream. That's that matter that he downloads to you. And then when he starts to wake you up in the middle of the night, grab your pen and paper and write. And then if it's so big that you're questioning, Jesus, how am I going to do this with what I got? Hmm. It's a God idea. You're right where you need to be. Become the work. And then live the life that you're supposed to.
Well, that's a good way to end. You know, welcome to the Dr. Tanji show. We're always happy to have you back, Dr. T. You know, Niles and
thank
I.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I say this, though, honestly, sincerely, and with all of the love and compassion and adoration that I can muster up, you guys are such a blessing to me, to this show, to the people that are engaging. And I'm not saying that lightly, and I do not take it for granted. I know you were sent. I'm excited that you're here, and you're the example that I look to when you're operating as a citizen of the kingdom in entertainment, because that is your area of gifting. So I'm a student, and I'm grateful for you, and I need to let you know that. Thank you so very much for being here.
Thank you.
How about that? Yeah. And that is our show. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Niles and KJ, and everything that you do. Thank you, Kat Kenna, for taking a chance on us. Remember, for all things books, getting your scripts or what have you, have a conversation. Become the work. Invest in yourself. I love that. I remember that we love you so very much. And we do it for you. Yes, we do. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Facebook Live, Talk to Tanji, 7:30. Join me. Until then, see you soon. Is that Pikachu?
Yep.